This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The host is Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and if you haven't been paying attention, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am the official warm-up act. Get you all loose and goosey. I don't even know if that's a phrase. Get you all loosey-goosey. Yes, loosey-goosey was what I was trying to say. Loosey-goosey. For Wayne Allen Root, who will be here in exactly 1 hour. You can reach out to me by emailing me at leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Love it when we get emails from around the country. And we're broadcasting on radio stations in California, Las Vegas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Texas, and out here on the East Coast in Long Island and in Connecticut. Welcome aboard. I humbly thank you guys for spending some time with me, and once again, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Chris pushing all the buttons down there in Texas. So, Donald Trump, or as Wayne called him yesterday, Captain America, is back home. 2 days in the hospital, and he returns home. It's pretty remarkable. Now, this comes from somebody who's had a family member who has had the Wuhan flu. My dad got it. We've talked about it here on the air. And he was in the hospital for about a week. Then he had to go to another facility for, I think, close to a month. Actually, more like 5.5 weeks, almost 6 weeks. And he was in there, and he battled through it, and he's come out of it actually better than when he went in. But Trump does it in 48 hours. He's back at work. And what's remarkable to me is that there are folks out there who are criticizing him for getting his rear end back into the White House and getting back to work to try to make the country great. Great again. I don't get that. Now, I can understand criticism for him taking a mask off before walking into, you know, the White House around the Secret Service. I understand that. I can even understand the criticism of him taking a limo ride, waving to the fans. Okay, valid. If the shoe were on the other foot and it were Obama doing that, we'd be criticizing it. I get it. Right? I get it. But how can you criticize somebody who is sick and battles through it, takes, you know, whatever measures he needs to take, and gets himself back into the White House so he can do the job that he was elected to do? I don't know how that can be criticized yet. Somehow, some way, the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the NBCs and the ABCs of the world are finding ways to do that. Now, maybe you have heard this, maybe not, but I thought that we'd both listen to it together. I want to play you a couple minutes of Donald Trump telling y'all not to be afraid of the coronavirus.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune, I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there, be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and they're all happening very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
All right, so there you go. That's Donald Trump. Maybe he is immune. And as Wayne said yesterday, maybe he is Captain America. Who knows? But I refer back to the coronavirus update as far as stats go. Let me throw these numbers at you, give you a little perspective here. So right now, almost 36 million people, almost 36 million people have confirmed coronavirus cases, with about 1.1 million people dying. That's around the world. Now, here in this country, 7.6 million cases, 215,000 deaths. If you just get your trusty calculator out, and keep in mind, this is not counting the people who have had it and haven't been tested and never knew they had it and never had symptoms that they had it. There was a report the other day that they think 10% of the population of the planet has actually gotten this thing. If that's the case, that means 800 million people have been afflicted with COVID, not the 35 million that I just reported. So if I get out my trusty calculator, and if we just go by numbers that I just recited, it would be 2% of the population, when they get it, they die. Okay, 2% is something we would want to try to avoid, 2 in 100 people. But if the latest report were 800 million people possibly have had the Wuhan flu, and we still look at it at 1.1 million fatalities around the globe, then the number comes out to 0.00131%. If those numbers are accurate, or even close to being accurate, the idea that we're shutting down schools or businesses or towns or states, it's absurd. If we haven't come to the realization that the way to fight this is to sequester and quarantine the sick and the old and the out of shape, the ones that are immune compromised, if we haven't figured that out now, I mean, we never will. We never will. If the numbers that were presented just the other day where 10% of the population possibly could have been contaminated with COVID, and yet we only have 1 million fatalities, and we're not going back to a regular life, we have lost our mind. Now, I don't want this disease. I don't want it. I don't want to catch it from anybody. So I don't have a problem for the immediate time being even wearing a mask. I don't like it, but I don't have a problem doing it because I don't want this thing. And there's no question that this thing transfers from one person to somebody else very easily. And we don't know what some of the long-term effects are. We haven't figured that out yet. We don't know if when you get it, even if you are asymptomatic, if you don't have some kind of long-lasting, either a mental scenario or heart scenario or lung scenario that is negative in nature and will sort of travel with you your entire life. I don't want that. I don't want to take that chance. So I will keep a mask on, even though I can't stand it. When I go into a store, if I go into a shop, or if I go where I'm around a lot of people, I probably will keep it on. Now, I don't keep it on when I'm with my close friends. I'll be honest with you. I don't keep it on certainly when I'm with my family. Maybe that's my fault. I don't know. But I think big picture, if we're not wising up a little bit here and figuring out that, man, if the death rate of this reaches these numbers that I just threw out at you, and we're still locking everything down, we're just crazy. We completely lost our way with this. So anyway, Trump is home. Trump is back to work. Campaign is back moving forward. The question is, what sort of political fallout will follow this? Do you think America looks at him now as invincible? Or do you think maybe he lost a few points with his base because getting sick in general makes somebody look weak? I don't know. I didn't think there was an advantage to this in the beginning. I know a lot of folks had come out and said, well, this is a plan. This is to get sympathy. And nothing could be further from the truth. There's a zero shreds of any evidence of any of that And politically speaking, it makes absolutely no sense because, as I said to you before, Trump, part of his persona is he portrays this mantra of invincibility. And to get sick is a sort of a chink in that armor of invincibility. But he somehow, like he always does, has managed to turn that sickness into a positive for himself as he's seemingly come out of this better than when he went in. And by the way, in a sense, I know what he's talking about with that because my old man, my dad, actually has not looked better or felt better in the last 20 years than when he beat this thing. I don't know if there's anything to that, but it seems like, you know, since my father was sick, it's almost like he's a new guy. I mean, he's 87 years old and he beat this thing and, you know, he's getting around pretty good, better than before, looks better than he did before. So I don't know. I don't think there's any correlation, but, you know, Trump had said in that audio clip that he felt better than he's felt the last 20 years. I know they're pumping him full of different kinds of cocktails to try to beat this thing, and maybe that's why he's feeling better. But politically speaking, I sort of now think it's a push. I don't think it's as bad as maybe the political pundits had made it out to be in the beginning. The quick turnaround is certainly in his favor. They're going to get back into the ring and debate again. And I think the next debate will be as important as the first debate. I think people will tune in again to see if it's the same kind of raucous back and forth interrupt fest. And hopefully it's not. But it's really remarkable. I mean, Trump has essentially done it again. The master of the three ring circus. The king of all social media. The king of all reality TV has figured out a way to turn this incredible negative into a positive. All right, we've got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in the first hour here on this Tuesday night for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. This segment of the show is sponsored by X3 Bar, which is a wonderful new exercise bar. You know I'm Mr. Exercise, and I've worked out an hour or two every day in my home gym basically my whole life for decades. Since I'm 15 years old, I've been working out like a maniac. That's how much I believe in exercise, and there's probably a correlation there why I've never been sick in my life in the last 25 years. I haven't had the flu. I think I've had two minor colds that lasted a day or two in 25 years. I believe in exercise. Now it turns out, though, I could have saved perhaps hundreds or thousands of hours and used those extra hours for, you know, doing business or making more money or hanging with my family, enjoying my kids, my dogs, my beautiful fiance Cindy, simply by using the brand new X3. The X3, the reason it's named that, by the way, is three times more effective than free weights. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product, and that's perfect for me because I never have worked out in a gym in my life. I've always built beautiful home gyms and worked out at home to save myself time. I don't have time to run to a gym or come back or take a shower at the gym. I just do it all at home. Boom, save time. 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there, changes your life. The X3 is portable. It's easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes who use it to replace weightlifting. And the key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. That's the letter X, the number 3, bar, B-A-R.com, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and save $75. That's x3bar, B-A-R.com, because it's three times more effective. x3bar.com, promo code WAR. Save $75 on yours truly.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, and my name is Lee Elsie, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. If you have not heard this audio, gather around your radio because, well, you are going to be dazzled, knocked to your knees. Joe Biden, yesterday.
I am, ironically, more optimistic about the prospects of dealing with the problems we talked about today, as well as so many other problems we have right now, than I've ever been in my whole career. And you say, well, why in the hell would you say that, Biden? You just talked about all these difficulties. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. They've seen, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
What?
Or I got a young Hispanic is out there. These dreamers are out there, 60,000 of them, acting as first responders and nurses and docs.
What?
Or all of a sudden people are realizing, my Lord, you know, these people have done so much, not just black, white, across the board, have done so much for me.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump said those words? That the reason why he is able to do what he's able to do is because a black woman was able to stock the shelves at a grocery store. Do you know what would happen to him on social media and on CNN and on MSNBC? Let's listen to this one more time.
Mr. Geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf. Or I got a young Hispanic.
I've got to stop it there. I mean, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. By the way, he looks, once again, like he's 100. He is moving as if he's 100 years old. I'm now convinced that when they prop him up, big lights, big action, debate night, they do pump him full of every medication known to mankind to make him focus and think reasonably clear. Because you get him out in a situation like this where he's talking without necessarily a teleprompter or where he is rambling off the cuff, it is a freaking disaster for the Biden campaign. I can just hear and see the Biden sort of hierarchy cringing when he says things like this. Just cringing when he goes down that road. All right, listen, I've got to take a quick break here in just a couple of seconds. We're going to chat with our pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Nobody brings it to the table like Stephen Bucci. I have a million questions for Stephen regarding national security and why, in fact, the president's condition wasn't updated every second of every day. I want to get to that with him in just a little bit. Keep listening right here to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election adding that he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market reacted to the news negatively, with all three major indices sliding backwards in the final hour of trading. The Dow Jones Composite fell 1.3%, the NASDAQ dropped 1.6%, and the S&P 500 closed down 1.4%. And the Department of Health and Human Services is telling hospitals they need to comply with federal requirements on reporting data about COVID-19 and influenza patients or face losing federal funding. Hospitals will be given 14 weeks to comply before enforcement begins. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and Wayne Allen Root will, in fact, be here. At the top of the hour, I do have a very special guest joining me right now. 30-plus years of military excellence. He gives speeches around the country. He's constantly teaching down in Washington. He writes op-eds. You can see what he's written up at the Heritage.org website. And you can follow him on Twitter at @SBucci. Stephen Bucci joins us. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Lee. How are you?
We're doing good. So I saw where Michigan fought back a little bit, punched back a little bit against your governor. The Supreme Court said, whoa, wait a second. You're not a queen over here. You can't just sort of rule the roost any way you want. What exactly happened out there?
Well, early on in the COVID crisis, our governor basically started making emergency decrees, extending those decrees past the 30-day limit that was outlined in the 1973 law. And when the legislature challenged her on it, she said, well, I'm applying also this 1945 law, which basically says I can do whatever I darn well please. And the legislature got like over 500,000 signatures and took her to court saying, this is wrong. It went up through the whole Michigan system, got to the Michigan Supreme Court this past week, and they said what the governor was doing was unconstitutional. That 1945 law is not legal. It's not constitutional. They threw it out, and now the governor has 21 days to resolve with the legislature what they're going to do going forward as a team. Or all of those emergency orders that she's put in place, all are null and void. So everybody's got to play nice to the credit of the Republican legislature. They did not say, you know, we got you now. They said, okay, Governor, now we're ready to cooperate with you to effectively protect the people of Michigan. But it's not just a one-girl show. It's a team effort between those two branches of the government. So that's, I think, a positive thing. Governor Whitmer's done some stuff that makes sense. She's done some other stuff that was particularly high-handed and in many cases not applicable. You know, we're a relatively big state with a lot of population in urban areas in the southern third of the state and very little in the northern two-thirds of the state. So, trying to use an on-off switch, you know, where everybody is treated exactly the same, doesn't make sense. She needs to apply a rheostat. She's moved in that direction of late, but I think this brings back the balance between the branches of government as it should be.
Who controls the legislature, the Republicans or the Democrats there?
The Republicans right now, okay. And Governor Whitmer obviously is Democrat.
Right, right.
So there's a conflict there. But, you know, even when you're on opposing parties, that there's a system defined by the state constitution and ultimately by our federal constitution that sets the principles that you're supposed to follow. You don't just get to ignore it. You know, governors like Governor Cuomo or Newsom out in California and Whitmer here, you know, they've been pretty high-handed with what they're doing, and there really needs to be that balance.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is with us. All right, moving from that, a couple of questions regarding the president. So we all know now the president got sick. He's got COVID, although there are some folks out there, Stephen, who believe this is some kind of conspiracy theory and none of it is true, which is remarkable to me because I can't think of anything that the president would want less than to be diagnosed with this because he wants to project an image at the very least of being unbreakable. But I wanted to ask you about what the news is saying, in particular the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world, about how they're not getting enough information on the president. And I thought you're the best person to ask about this because, you know, the public is on a need-to-know basis, right? It's a national security issue, isn't it?
It really is. And this, you know, savaging the doctors because they somehow think the doctor's not giving them, you know, every, you know, the condition of every single cell inside the president's body. No offense, but he, as a private citizen, has some right to privacy as well. You know, we do need to know, is the president capable of doing his job? Is this, you know, is he about to go over the edge of the cliff and die? We don't ever want to go back to what happened when President Wilson was president, Woodrow Wilson. He had a stroke at the beginning of his last 2 years in office, and they never told anybody. And his wife basically was the chief executive of the United States for 2 years.
Right.
That's wrong. You know, we don't want that kind of secrecy. But, you know, sit there. Well, you didn't tell us that he actually had to, you know, take a couple of whiffs of oxygen before he went to the hospital. So what? That, how is that the news's business? You know, and doctors' treatment of patients, there is some degree of confidentiality that's supposed to be there. The president didn't sign a paper that says, I give all that up. He does, on the other hand, have to, you know, let people know his basic condition, which I think the doctors did. They gave us a lot of info. But, yeah, you're right. The CNNs and MSNBCs, they want everything, particularly if they think they can use it to bother President Trump. It's just childish.
Well, like you said, long term, obviously we all need to know. But in a short term, I mean, if he is, and I'm not saying that he is, but if any president were to be compromised, I mean, that's something that our enemies would certainly want that. And I think we would want to do our best to keep them from getting that, right?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, we have a system, just so our enemies know this, we have a system that we're never without somebody in charge. And I mean, even if the president, you know, had to get, you know, some general anesthetic to get a dental procedure done.
Right.
At that point, we shift to the vice president. He then has the authority to make decisions. Even if the president's going to be out for 15 minutes, we have somebody who is officially sworn in, ready to do the job as the chief executive. So, you know, the bad guys out there, the Kim Jong-uns and the Putins out there, know that America is never without somebody at the helm.
Right.
But this is beyond that. This is, you know, the news media, it's just salacious. You know, it's sort of tabloid journalism, which doesn't surprise me from CNN and New York Times and people like that. They're essentially all tabloid press now. It's just crazy. So, yeah, there is no responsibility to release every bit of that. And it's probably stupid to release every bit of it. Give us the general information, reassure the American people that their president is, you know, still capable of doing his job. I mean, hey, President Trump spent his whole time up there at Walter Reed sitting at a desk
right. Doing
work.
Right.
It wasn't like he was laid up, you know, with inside an iron lung.
no,
so it's
right.
Just, you know, just crazy stuff. My favorite, while we're on that, was the people putting their hands to their forehead and swooning over President Trump riding in, you know, his armored SUV to wave to the people outside the hospital.
Right.
And they're like, my God, he's putting all of those people at risk. You gotta be kidding me. He's wearing a mask. He's inside a sealed vehicle that you couldn't pry open with an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. How is that going to hurt anybody driving past? It was just, I mean, it showed the ignorance and the incredible willingness to blow off, you know, any sort of truthfulness just to make a good story.
One more question for me. Amy Swearer from the Heritage Foundation posted something interesting about guns and mental illness. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, she was replying to a doctor who said, if Trump had been my patient and he said, I want to go out in my car and drive around and wave to the folks out there, I would have not just refused to let him go, but I would have basically, you know, forcibly locked him up because he's mentally unstable. And Amy's answer was, well, not only do we really understand your politics now, but thank you for showing the danger of the way we can apply those red flag laws, where somebody referenced guns. You know, if you're not familiar, the red flag laws are where somebody in your family or your neighbor can say, well, gee, Steve Bucci, I don't think he's that stable. I'm going to call the cops. say he's unstable, and the cops will come and take his guns away from him, and then I have to go to court to get to prove I'm not unstable and get my guns back. And their concern of most of us who are Second Amendment folks is that that could be used to attack people who are gun owners who haven't done anything. But as soon as a neighbor or a family member who doesn't like guns sees that you have them, they attack you. And Amy's reference there is that this woman was doing the mental health version of the red flag laws. I don't like this guy. I don't like his politics. So I'm going to declare him mentally unstable and lock him up. You know, it's kind of similar to what folks tried to do right after the election. And they were saying, oh, you know, Trump's, he's unstable. We need to invoke the 25th Amendment. He wasn't even sworn in yet. And there were people saying that. And, he hasn't really done anything unstable. He hasn't done anything to warrant invocation of the 25th Amendment. How are you going to do that? And Amy was taking it down to the micro level and saying, this is what can happen with the red flag law. Somebody doesn't like Bucci. We had an argument over how long I let my grass grow. And now, because they know I'm also a gun owner, they're going to report me to the police and say, well, he was really threatening and unstable, and you should go in there and take his guns away. Use it as a way to personally punish me.
Great stuff, Stephen. As always, it goes very, very quickly. I appreciate your time. Follow Stephen Bucci on Twitter, SBucci at Twitter. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America. Exceptionalism and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge, right? He's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared. And, you know, the dollar could go to zero, the dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%. You'd hang in there. You'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA. And you can do it for free. No cost. Open a precious metals retirement account. No cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Do it. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Cornerstone Asset Metals.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Again, the show is called Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is the host, and he'll be here right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always reach out to me, Lee Elsie Radio at gmail.com. That's Lee Elsie Radio at gmail.com. Let's get away from politics just for a little bit and talk about some other things that are going on around the world. How about this one? If you don't think Big Brother is watching, and if you don't think Big Brother is on the doorstep of controlling every single thing that you do, Amazon has a couple of brick-and-mortar stores left, right? But for the most part, it's delivery, it's online. Well, get this. The stores that they do have now can track customers as they pick up their groceries and put them in a cart, allowing them to skip checkout lines, which is nice. However, Amazon now has unveiled a new palm scanner that lets customers pay for their purchase with a swipe of their hand. Listen to what I'm saying. No chip, no cell phone, no credit card. They actually have technology that recognizes your hand, your palm print, right? It's not fingerprint technology. Instead, it reads the veins underneath your skin, and you pay that way. Wow. I got a little chill. I'm not even making it up. Before long, cash will be obsolete, which, by the way, is a terrible thing. And Big Brother wants you to be cashless. They want you to have money, somewhat, but they want you to be cashless. Because if they know, like, if I have 20 bucks in my pocket, they don't know I have 20 bucks in my pocket. If I have 20 bucks in an account, they know. And they want me to have to use them to pay for my products. And there's something coming. I was talking about this with a very smart individual the other day. Somewhere along the line, you'll have a politician who will put forth and seriously put this forward to tax money that's sitting in your bank account. Might be a small tax at first, user fee of sorts. That'll go to Uncle Sam. And if you have 10,000 bucks in your account, you'll have to pay so much every year to Uncle Sam for having that money in a bank account. It is a scary thought, but something that will happen. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it, because eventually they're going to get us out of cash completely, and they'll get us to a cashless society. And things like that palm scanner will be the way that you pay for things. It is flat out scary, ladies and gentlemen. It is. If you like going to movie theaters, well, you may be out of luck. Regal Cinemas are shutting down 127 Cineworlds across the country, so you won't be able to go to as many actual brick-and-mortar movie theaters moving forward. That may be something that's coming down the pike big time anyway. People are going to end up watching these things from home. I think more people are doing that than ever. Hey, if you're looking to see what it's going to look like at the vice presidential debate, apparently Harris and Pence will be separated by some plexiglass. I have plexiglass here with me in the studio that I'm in right now, and I know plexiglass is everywhere. I feel like plexiglass does nothing. I don't know, man. I feel like it does nothing. Just like I feel like a lot of times I'm getting duped when it comes to the face masks. I said this today on my morning show, and I stand by it. Whenever I'm walking around the store, and I see other people with the masks on, everybody with their masks on, and me with the masks on, and I'm walking around and I'm doing my shop, and I always feel like somebody above me is looking at me, and it's like a big sort of a Truman Show prank that's going on. Somebody somewhere is laughing, a big belly laugh. Look at what I'm making these morons do with the masks on. I kind of feel like that's happening. I know maybe it's not, but I kind of feel like that's happening for some reason. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about politics. This really isn't politics. The federal debt just topped $27 trillion for the first time. 27, man. That is just absurd. You know, it's the new landscape. People are out of work. You know, people have lost their businesses, and the government has to hand out buckets of cash. And because of that and other things, the federal debt is just going up through the ceiling. And we need to do something about that sooner rather than later. All right, listen, it's always a lot of fun. I can't thank you all enough. Chris, thank you very much. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's waiting in the wings. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's waiting in the wings. He is up next. I wouldn't go anywhere. It's just about to get real good. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
See?